Thank you, Tom, very much. It's a great pleasure for us to be here at Fort Wilderness once again. This is Fort Wilderness, isn't it? Yes. I have to look in my day timer on my iPhone many mornings just to find out where we are. Our privilege to do some Bible teaching during the course of this week. Now, if that sounds like having to go to church when you're supposed to be on vacation, let me put your minds at rest in that regard. What we want to do in this week, with particular reference to the Bible teaching, is just show you how incredibly interesting the Bible is and how wonderfully relevant it is. That's our job. Our job is not to make it more profound. Our job is not to make it more difficult. It is to help us say, oh, so that's what it means. And I always say to people when they are going to listen to a preacher or a teacher, look into the text that they're talking about and ask the text three questions. And the first question is, what? And the second question is, so what? And the third question is, now what? What? So what? Now what? All right, say that after me. What?
So what? Now what?
I said after me. Now, come on, you can do better than that. All right, say it with me.
What? So what? Now what?
Now, the question you're obviously asking is, what is he talking about? All right, the first question that you ask the text of Scripture is, what is it saying? Now, don't ask the question, what does it say to me? Ask the question, what was the writer intending to say, and what would the original people who read it understand by it? That's what we have to try and find out. What? Okay, now you may find out after we've studied the Bible, well, 3,000 years ago, some guy whose name I cannot produce was writing to some people I've never heard of who lived in some awful place somewhere or other that I will never go to, and it said all this stuff. So what? What possible relevance is there as far as I am concerned? Now, that's the teacher's job. Build a bridge from the what to the so what. Very often after we have listened to a talk, we just switch off as soon as it's over and we talk about anything else, never think about it again. But Scripture says, meditate upon these things, and the Lord will give you understanding. Now, how many times have you listened to a preacher and you said, I have no idea what he was talking about. I have no idea what he was talking about. Well, I always ask a question when they say that about me. I always say, well, how long did you meditate on it? How long did you meditate on? Now, people do say that about me. A guy came up to me one day and said, Stuart, I thought I understood that until you clarified it. So I fully understand that. So what? So what? Now what? And the now what is this. Take away from the talk one point. Just one point. One important thing, and you say to yourself, I have got to think about that. I've got to wrestle with that in my mind and find out what I need to do about it. Oh, by the way, bring a Bible. Bring a Bible. It's like playing football. It's better if you have a football when you play football. Except rugby and rugby, you don't need a football. But that's all right, Jill, what are you going to do?
Okay. I'm going to have 15 minutes in the first part of the service, and I'm going to follow the theme, but I'm going to talk about so what, S-O-W, what, and I'm going to do the parable of the sower. And we're going to talk about what do we sow and where do we sow and how do we sow and what do we, you know, what do we do with it? How do we apply it? I'm going to share some life lessons of my own. Just so, that's right. And then I'm going to work on Stuart's outline and produce what I did last year when I was here, just a Bible study that you can pick up here after he's finished those four sessions, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And sometime in the day, you do it with your family or you do it on your own or you do it with a friend, but you just do it. And one question that apparently was very helpful. So there'll be a time that you can get away and do those things. What's my takeaway? What does it mean to me? And what am I taking away, et cetera, et cetera. And then I'm also going to give you a question to talk about over mealtime, although having just had supper, I think that's, I'll forget about that. And it's impossible to talk about anything over mealtime, but I'm going to try anyway. So that all the time, there's no point if we don't apply it, if it doesn't work in our life, if you don't stretch the sides of your soul and go deeper and deeper and deeper and understand what it is to know the present presence of God as he helps you work it out. I mean, how do we do all that? And I just want to give you some practical things to talk about so that it will really make sense in your life. So that's what I'll be doing.
Good. Thank you very much. Thank you.
There's also a book table back there that Stuart and Jill have brought a lot of the things that they've written, and those will be available. And we're delighted that they're going to be with us. So we'll have a grand time together, I'm sure. So let me pray and just dedicate this week to the Lord, and then Jamie's going to come up and talk about a few more things, and then we'll be dismissed for some other good stuff. So let me pray. Father, thank you so much for bringing us all here safely. We know that none of us are here by an accident, but we know that you're a sovereign God, and you have drawn us all here uniquely for this week. And we know that the things that Stuart and Jill will be sharing with us, we need to hear. And so I pray that you would give us open hearts and open minds as we listen to the sessions that will be presented. And Father, may it impact our lives to the point where you're honored and glorified. And we pray for safety, and we pray for just a wonderful week together, for we praise in Christ's name. Amen.